past six. Good morning. Welcome to Radio Nova this morning, and thank you to Eddie, off to push his car into Monday morning. Took it home in time to leave for tonight's program. That's Stevie Winwood, and this is Lulu.
Love.
Steinman on Radio Nova on a Monday morning, playing your favorites at 11 minutes past 6. And here's one from 73 from Clifford E. Ward. Atlantic Star on Cloud 3 Nova on a Monday morning, 18 and a half minutes past 6. If you're still lying on in bed, well, I think you're better off. It's quite chilly outside. Keep your fingers crossed for a little warming up later on. Where's Haircut 100 and Love Plus One?
It is not.
hours exam to 10, you mightn't wake up. It's 25 minutes past 6. Boy, you know it, 10 o'clock. Who'll be happy with that on a Monday morning? 6:25, Billy Joel.
Come into my heart.
Tell me, darling.
9 minutes to six, Radio Nova, clutter-free. Good morning, Monday morning, the Beach Boys there, and Come Go With Me. And a look at the weather for this Monday. Sunny spells at first, but becoming cloudy with that breaks of rain during the afternoon. Deary me. Temperatures today should get up to around 17 or 18 degrees Celsius. Winds light moderate. Westerly becoming fresh southwest later. And force 3 on Dublin Bay, increasing to force 4 or 5. 28 and a half minutes to 7.
This is Noel Reid at the Leopardstown Inn with some strong information for the Monday meeting at this popular venue. All those who go to the post in the restaurant will receive a special dividend of a bottle of wine, compliments of the steward. At those odds, the Leopardstown Inn must be a certainty for Monday evenings.
Shamrock Communications are proud to announce that they are now main dealers for FUBA, the leaders in television aerials and distribution equipment. With FUBA and Shamrock Communications, your television reception will improve beyond belief. Shamrock will also supply and advise to the trade. For further information about FUBA, call Shamrock Communications on 604-063. That's 604-063. FUBA, for better TV reception.
The best music on Radio Nova.
Hoovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. It's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wonder, comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. A place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Talking about a raining over the world.
Radio Nova, playing all over Dublin now.
Doesn't matter where.
Sealed from the Go-Go's. 19 to 7 on Radio Nova for a Monday morning, and a new single from Gordon Lightfoot.
Now it looks to me like the same old place. In the sky it looks like rain. The same old town with the same old streets. My address has not changed. You can find me there with the door shut tight.
The tears and grew a good
Empty Garden, and we're just 10 minutes now away from news at 7 here on Radio Nova, 10 to 7, and one from the Association.
Windy has stormy eyes that take the place of you. It's just a feel-good deal within me. Every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body, that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving.
David Ruffin there, and I got to walk away from love. 4 minutes now to seven here on Radio Nova. Clutter-free and playing your favourites. We're just 4 minutes away from news. And watch out for Linda Conway. She'll be out on the streets again this week giving away moolah. Yes, giving away lots of lupins. And that is if you answer her question correctly. Now, look out for Linda and her tape recorder all this week. And she could just walk up to you and say, no, she'll actually say, why do you listen to Radio Nova? And if you answer, because it plays the best music, then £10 is yours. And if you've got it written about your person, whatever that means, then £25 is yours. So look out for the lovely Linda out in the streets all this week.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 846 AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
Well, the time is 7 o'clock, and this is Nova News with Bob Gallico. Good morning. In the north, there has been an explosion in Belfast within the last hour, but it is not known yet what the cause is. It was at the Old House Public Bar, and police at the scene think a gas cylinder may have exploded. The fire which followed has destroyed the building. It's not known if anyone has been injured. At the United Nations in New York, the Security Council have unanimously passed a resolution calling on Israel to restore the shipment into West Beirut of vital supplies, including water, food, and medicine. The Israelis have stopped all traffic from eastern to west Beirut, where they've had more than 5,000 Palestinians trapped for the last 3 weeks. The Security Council meeting was called at the request of Jordan, whose ambassador has accused the Israelis of conducting what he called a ruthless genocidal campaign against civilians in Lebanon. In Jerusalem, the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Begin, has restated his country's position on the Lebanese conflict. He repeated that all forces belonging to the Palestine Liberation Organization must leave Lebanon. He added that Israel didn't want to invade West Beirut because of the risk of casualties. And Israel Radio has reported that two people have been killed and three injured on the occupied West Bank. Palestinians say the casualties were caused by Israeli soldiers opening fire when breaking up a demonstration in Nablus. But according to Israeli military sources, the soldiers only fired in the air. They have called on Israel to have respect for civilians in Lebanon without discrimination. And there were explosions in parts of West Beirut during the night, after a day of sporadic artillery exchanges between Palestinian guerrillas and Israeli forces. Israel says that two of its soldiers were wounded in clashes south of the capital. In Britain, on the second day of the strike by Aslef train drivers, British Rail say they are operating a limited service. The miners' conference, which opens this morning, is expected to pledge its